Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you so much, Priscilla and Denise. Let's give a big hand clap to the worship team. Yes, they did a good job, didn't they? Hallelujah. Yeah, for some reason, you know, these things are strange. Even when it comes to preaching, you know, the days when a sermon is basic, there's nothing to it. No, you know, it's just, you know. And then, yeah, and it's not a problem with a preacher. Glory be to God. And it is not a problem. You understand, eh? It is God who has just decided that today we shall operate at this level, no matter what you do, you know, eh? Okay. So the same thing even with what? Worship, eh? There are times when, you know, eh? When God just decides, you know, eh? Why? We don't know, eh? Okay. Hallelujah. Now, when those things happen in a service, like a preacher, you know, God wants him to operate at this level, but for him, he wants, that's when guys will come up with what? With all those things of, you know, anyway, just psyching up people, eh? You know, eh? So, you know, eh? It is called jump-starting a crowd, eh? I'm telling you, eh? Then jump-starting, you know, eh? And then the colonel will leave when the man in the service was powerful. But when it was just really an emotional thing, eh? Someone just playing on your heads, eh? Glory be to God. Amen. So now, as we worshipped, I was like, eh, what, you know, the worship team today, God was like, let's now, you know, step it higher. Glory be to God. So it was good. Eh? Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone is looking at Damba. Is he the one who chose the song? Hallelujah. So that was good. Eh? That was what? Very good. Glory be to God. Amen and amen. Now, on June, eh? Not June, on January 12th, eh? Less than 2 weeks ago, eh? I had a dream. All right? In this dream, I and my daughter Eden and a few other people were seated at a table with Apostle John Molinde. The apostle told us that Western Europe is going to do something again that will negatively impact Uganda's economy. Then he said that get ready not to live a great life, but a greater life. Then to illustrate his point, he asked for Eden, and I carried her onto the table. As I said, she can sing. Then Apostle Molinde put something in her mouth. Eh? But because it was so uncomfortable for Eden, she either spat it out or any, but it was removed. Okay? Then I woke up. Amen? That was a dream I had when? On 12th of June. January. Glory be to God. I'm prophesying that I'm going to have a dream in June. Glory be to God. Anyway, so last Sunday, we came here and we interpreted that dream. Eh? Okay? And but you are not sure whether the interpretation was right. Okay, but however, we just decided to preach like it's right. First of all, that it is right and that the dream came from God. You see, eh? I want to establish a culture or a thing in your minds, eh? That not all dreams are from God. That is essentially why every dream we talk about for here at LAT, the first thing, before people try to jump into interpretation, the first thing is, where was it from? I do that deliberately so that somehow it can get into your system, eh? That not all dreams are from heaven. You understand, eh? I do that even when I know that a dream is from God. Okay? But by the time you leave LAT, you will at least have gotten that bit. That they taught us, you know, at LAT, that not all dreams are what? You understand, eh? Hallelujah. How do you know that they are from God? That is another story, eh? Amen. Number one, the scriptures, you know, eh? Number two, you know, the inner with, you understand, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. So anyway, so we preached along those lines. We concluded that there's a famine coming, you know, to Uganda, eh? Because of what Western Europe will do, eh? Probably to cut aid, eh? For some reason, eh? You know, eh? And then we said that let's look in the Bible to see, eh? How different people prepared for a famine, you know, and follow their example. Eh? Glory be to God. Because God just didn't give you a dream just for that. Eh? You know, I was reading Rick Joyner some time ago, and he said that preparing, you know, preparation is more important than knowing what is going to happen. You understand, eh? Preparation is more important than knowing what is going to happen. Because if you know what is going to happen and it gets you when you're not ready, man, you're fake. You understand? Eh? You should even be slapped. You should, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, like, there's some things, eh? I always think about which are on my mind, eh? Things which are going to happen to LAT, eh? Great things, eh? And I sit back. And I'm like, are we really ready, eh? You understand, eh? And I'm like, but, I mean, that's not, those things, eh? What to do, it is not my what? Speciality, eh? Some people like Rachel, eh, should sit down and think, eh? You know, and see what can be done. Eh? But I think about what? Those things where you're like, a time is coming when services won't be as usual, you know, eh? But now something has to be, you have to see ahead, eh? You know, eh? So that you plan, eh? You understand, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Rachel, I'm speaking to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Yes, so, you see, there's a scripture which says, Proverbs 22, verse 3. It says, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. A prudent man does what? Foresees evil and hides himself. Eh? Of course, it is not always that it is evil that is coming. This is good. But anyway, but God says a famine is coming. Okay? So a prudent man foresees evil and hides. But the simple, eh? Some versions think use the fools, you know, eh? Okay? They just pass on, and what happens to them? They are punished. Glory be to God. That term, eh, is especially used, you know, guys who watch soccer, eh? You know, when a team is hammered, eh? Say, man, they were punished, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Of course, God is not punishing anyone, but just understand what the concept here, eh? Okay, a good man foresees evil and does what? And hides. But a simple person, and they are punished. Basically, they suffer the consequences of not having heed. You know, yet they saw that what? Evil is coming. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, if we prepare well, you know, if we take heed at what God has told us, remember the conclusion of the matter, or the dream was that, get ready not to live a great life, but a greater life. You understand? Eh? Amen? However, if you take that word just like that simply, why, yeah, you know, eh? Okay, then you live here, then you forget, then they are wasting time on Facebook, other things, prophet, you know, eh? You know, before you know it, you have diluted this word. Eh? You have diluted it with so many strange things, eh? Glory be to God. Yet, as far as LAT is concerned, there's something God calls, what the Bible calls a word in due season. And the word in due season is not supposed to be taken lightly. You know, That, oh yeah, you know. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A word in due what? In season. Now, it is, most of you know, it was in due season. Okay? That dream was from heaven. The interpretation was from heaven. Okay? What we should do to prepare, as we read in the scriptures, was from heaven. Okay? Because Honest had had a dream that morning. Amen? Now, some of the people who need to be punished in LAT are people like Honest. No, you come up and they see you, stand rather, and they see someone who deserves to be punished. That one. You know, No, you stand. Don't sit. You see, To be honest, the whole week, like every time I would think about last Sunday, just the thought of Sunday and then finishing a service at midday, then for the first time, we finish the service at midday. You remember? Then we just, whatever, to just come, but by midday I was done. Then for the first time, I finished a sermon and I say, does someone have anything related to this dream? Rather, to the dream and what I preached. People came here, but their things were good, but they were not really what? You know, they were not confirming anything I preached. It was about their own things. I was going to give them money, you know, great thing, but they were not related to this. You understand? But so you could, now later, someone sent me a WhatsApp that, and I was like, midday you finish. Then for the first time, you say that someone had a few hours ago, and they just sat. They looked at me. Now, and those people are supposed to be what? No, honestly, so every time this week, every time I would think about this dream, I was, man, I would get angry, sit down. Then I have to get myself back. But especially in LATA, when we have talked about these things of obedience, faithfulness to God, eternal rewards, you understand? Do you know, honest, how people were going to be blessed on Sunday? Do you understand that? How people were going to live here with? Of course, they were later, but there's some things that should be done at the right time. You miss a timing, there's a parable Jesus gave about a king, a master who went away, then he left a servant in charge, and he says that to give them their food in due season. Do you understand? Food in due season. Very important. Okay? So a prudent man foresees what? Evil and hides what? Himself. Okay? So we saw from... let's see what Joseph did. Okay? You remember the Pharaoh had dreams. You remember that? Pharaoh had two dreams. His wise men, or magicians, they all failed to interpret it. Okay, then Joseph came. Okay? Joseph did what? Joseph came. By the way, do you remember a dream, I think it was in May, the dream of the Copelands coming to LAT? And the interpretation was prosperity coming to LAT. But when the Copelands came, as they blessed us, then the presence departed. You remember? And that was a warning. That because the Copelands, one of the key things about them is prosperity. Okay? So they came and then the presence of God left us. And so that was a warning that prosperity is coming, but make sure it doesn't mess you up. Okay? Now, that dream or the Copelands coming, it hasn't yet happened. You understand? Of course, sometimes we talk like it happened and some people missed out. It has not yet happened. For me, I haven't seen anything that you can describe as that. It hasn't. These things of what? increments, a few, you know. It doesn't change. What has happened, like in LAT, that has been like a temptation that now, that we become, you know, like fake, you know, nothing. It hasn't yet happened. Thank God you got a promotion. Thank God you got a job. But this thing hasn't yet happened. You understand? We are still in that state of prepare. It hasn't yet happened. I don't see anything in it. Ask Rachel, have you received like an offering of 100 more? 200? It hasn't yet happened. It hasn't. Amen? But it was in May, I think. It hasn't yet happened, but it's going to happen. What God says is that get ready, you know, make sure when it comes, it doesn't mess you up. Okay? Now, this dream of the one I had on 12th of June is 12th of January. You know, there's a J-A-N, a J-U-A-N, you know. Okay? That thing, it's again saying, you know, it kind of complements the other, you know, that I gave you a promise, you know, and there's a famine coming, something that will be contrary. However, it won't touch you. You understand? On the contrary, you will live a greater life. Do you understand? You have to learn how to put dreams in context of what God has told you prior. Okay? The Copeland thing hasn't yet happened. It has not. I know you got money. I know someone blessed you. I know. But as far as when it comes to LAT as a body, even you yourself, I don't think it has happened. It hasn't yet happened. But you remember? Anyway, what did Joseph do? Now, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, when you read from NIV, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." All right? Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Okay? God says the Copelands are coming. That sounds to me like prosperity, isn't it? Now, he says a famine is coming. Okay, something's going to happen to Uganda. But God is saying, that is not supposed to harm you. You know, because I told you I'm going to prosper you. Okay? So, he has plans to prosper us, to give us hope and the future. Now, KJV says to give you an expected end. You understand? To give you an expected end. Now, as far as LAT is concerned, the expected end is what God told us, you know, when he said that the Copelands are coming. That is the expected end. Even through the famine, the expected end is prosperity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, this is why God loves LAT, I think we are too serious in the spirit. Glory be to God. We are too, hallelujah. Amen. You can't have someone like Damba and that church is not what? Serious. We are too serious. People like Barbara, amen. The first service of the year, she picked up that song in the spirit. Thank you, you know. You can't have such people in the churches, what? Hallelujah. Amen? Can't have people like honest. That church must be too serious. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory to God. Honest is my friend. That's why I can get her up, you know, to what? Punish her. The people I can't do what I've done to honest. I'm telling the truth. There's some people I can't do that to. I can't even tell them that during the week, every time I would think about you, I'll just get, you know. But for honest, we have our understanding. Hallelujah. But at some point, I can't. I just get angry and then I am like, this one can't handle me. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. But honest, one of the reasons why I like her and we click each other was a long time ago, not 10 years ago, but long time ago, less than 10 years ago, this a decision I made, okay? And when I made the decision, the devil started tormenting me, man. For months, I was in torment. They would tell me, you shouldn't have done that. You know, And then, because now doing that, it was like I'd messed up some of God's plans, which had given, you understand? Real, authentic things, which go, you know, so, and then, man, every week, every day I was repenting. Every time I would think about, I would say, God, sorry, I messed, And then, you know, all these things of grace, there's no, you know the scriptures of open Moses, you know them, you repent once and it's free. You know them, but somehow the devil is on your case, man. Okay? Then one day, I was, some lady sent me a dream. Man, there are people who are gifted. I wish I was gifted like that. That lady who you don't know, who had a dream when, you remember that dream of two preachers, I and someone, when we are talking about prosperity, and the other side of this person, God's heart was bleeding because they had handled this prosperity thing wrong, the money thing wrong, God's heart was bleeding. Then for me it was shining. You know, and that lady, during that time when I was always repenting every day, you know, one day, she sends me a dream. Okay? She sees me, I'm at an altar, you know, I'm praying, I'm crying to God for grace and mercy. You know, it was intense, you know. So she sees me, you know, there's a cross there, I'm kneeling, those things of the Anglican Church, the Catholic Church, you know, you kneel on the cross, you know, there was a table with a white cloth and the cross, so I was kneeling, man, asking God for mercy and grace, okay? But she didn't hear what mercy and grace was for, So anyway, then so as I'm doing that, she sees a hand coming from heaven, and the hand, it touches me. And then she hears a voice, and the voice is saying, all is well. You understand? So she said, man, I was so excited. Because for me, I knew what a dream was, which area of life, of my life, it was addressing. Okay, so man, I was so excited. But then I was like, wait a minute, God. It is good to know that all is well. However, what exactly does all is well mean? Does it mean I messed you up? But you have forgiven me, so all is well. You understand? Or it means I didn't mess you up, all is well. You understand? Learn to take these things to God. Say, no. You know, because my nature, especially after reading the final quest and guys who have gone to heaven and come back, my nature is I just don't know how to plan, how to deliberately mess up God, how to not do what I'm supposed to do. That's why, man, I look at some of you, you who are here, then those who are not here, I just wonder how people can know what they're supposed to do and they don't do it. It's amazing. I just don't understand people. You know, especially when you've been in LAT, you've read the final quest, all these sermons. And for me, so the whole thing of, I messed up God. I'm like, no, tell me, did I mess you up? Glory be to God. So then one Sunday, a few days later, on a Sunday, I'd finished to preach, and then honest comes. I'd never seen her. I didn't know her. Okay? She comes, she says that, Pastor Moses, I had a dream. You know? So I'm like, Now, she tells me a dream which I would be shocked if you know even what it meant. But her bit in the dream was, she's supposed to be in a lady. That was the most important thing for her. But the rest of the dream was mine. God answer is basically saying, you didn't mess me up. All is well. You understand? And the promise still remains. So your decision was actually not wrong. It was of me. All is well. Man, Then after a month, I came back. I began to live again. Glory be to God. So, honestly, she came, like at that time, when she came as a messenger, at that time when I really needed to hear from heaven. Glory be to God. So that's why I can afford to alarm her, you know. Hallelujah. So all is well. All is what? All is well with you. Glory. Don't be condemned. Amen. I know you know the scriptures like I knew them, but all is well. All is what? All is well. God is good. God is what? God is good. Then sometime last year, sometime around April, I had another dream. And in the dream, Honest was telling me something. It was a powerful dream. Honest was telling me, you know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was awesome. Hallelujah. God is what? God is very good. Amen? Since we have wasted a lot of time, we won't read what Joseph did. But you know what Joseph did. He interpreted with the dreams to mean, and he was right that there's a famine coming. Then he gave advice to Pharaoh. Okay? You remember what he told him? What did he tell him? I'm asking you. To save. Yeah. Okay? So he says in verse 29, verse 41, Genesis, indeed 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following, for it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in the 7 plentiful years. Okay? And let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Then that food shall be as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. You know who is saying this? The person who is saying that a reserve should be put in place is a wise and discerning what? A person. All right? There are preachers who have, I know, who say that saving is not New Testament. Okay? But like I showed you in 1 Corinthians 10:11, it says that, these guys, things happened to them as examples. They were written for our admonition. Glory be to God. And from Honest's dream, you could see we were right. Because in Honest's dream, she was telling people about saving. You understand? Okay? Hallelujah. And now, you have to be very careful that you don't try to be wiser than God. Okay? Especially you, Pastor Moses. Amen? There are things of the best way of saving is giving. Now, those things sound cute. The best way of saving is giving, And maybe it's true, and probably it's true. However, God now has given you a word in season, very clear. From the dream, the sermon and honesty's dream. There's saving in there. Remember, we talked about this, the Joseph, how he did it, you know, to save people. And in the dream, and before the dream, Honest, before she slept, she decided to read some prophecy she had, and someone had given her a prophecy in 2013, okay, to get a habit, a culture of saving. And also, she had been reading the story of Joseph, you know, how we saved and saved people through a famine. Two key things, eh? Reading about Joseph, you know, how he did it, what we studied on Sunday, and then a prophecy that was going in 2013. You know, eh? Now, can you struggle with this thing of saving? Is not what? You understand, eh? It is for us. So now, you shouldn't try to be wiser than God. Because a word in season, it has said save, if you can. Of course, there are the things, when you cannot save man, eh? Things, you understand, eh? But for those of you who can, he's telling you that, eh? Okay, but if he tells you now, you as a person don't, you know, that's okay. Eh? Okay, so find your place, everyone, you know. Eh? However, for some people, maybe all of you, God would want you to do what? Don't try to be cuter than God. Eh? Wiser. Eh? The best way to save is giving, you know. Eh? You know, especially Pastor Moses. You know, eh? But God is saying, yeah, you love those things, but I'm telling you now, eh? This is for now. This is a now word. Okay? You see, there's someone foresees evil coming. Then, not like a storm, a bad storm is coming. A bad storm, and it starts. Eh? You know, it's coming. Then someone say for me, he who abides in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, you know, eh? A thousand may fly, you know, then for me, no, what a faith, eh? You know, nothing, eh? Then you dread, and then you hammer, you get killed, man, you die. The word for that moment was, stay where you are, don't get into the car, don't move. Eh? You are by the secret place, you know, I'm poor, you know, eh? The word at that moment was, stay where you are. Okay? I remember many years ago, eh? I was watching a game with Elvis at Royal Suits, eh? As the game ends, we're all getting into our cars to go, and then a storm comes, man. And you see trees, man, branches, eh? Okay? Then Elvis say that, now you see, eh? Such things, eh? You get into a presumption. He who abides the sacred place of the Most High, eh? You get into your car, then the man of God has died. And then what happened? You understand, eh? At that time, God is saying, no, the secret place that you're talking about is stay seated. That is where the secret place is. It's not in the car, you know. Eh? Then you know, that's what they call presumption. Yeah? And people who confuse it with faith. You know, eh? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, not by presumption. Now, this is the word of God for the moment. You know, it is the word of God for you, then for you, presumption. You know, the best way to serve is to give, you know. What? Anyway. Hallelujah. Now, I know some of us, you know, some people, you really don't have anything to serve. You understand? I'm going to understand that. However, that is not actually also the only thing. There's also the giving, you know, which we saw, Acts 11:27, there's a prophet, Agabus. He says that in these days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was going to be a great famine throughout all the world, which also happened. It happened. Okay, verse 29. Then the disciples, each according to his ability, decided to send relief to the brethren in which, what? They decided to send. And then verse 30, it says that, and they actually did it. The people who decide, but they don't. Eh? Just talking, you know, promising rubbish. Hallelujah. Okay, they sent it, okay? And then we see that the Corinthians, Paul told them to also give, send what? Relief. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 to 8, Paul tells them that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each man give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. These guys also were, at that time, they were in famine. All right? Okay, or a famine was coming. You know, and Paul is saying, do like the other guys who sent relief to Jerusalem. Okay? And then he tells them that if you do this, this is what will happen. Okay? Grace will abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Glory be to God. So, there's this option also. Okay? But for some of you, God would want you to do both. Hallelujah. Save and give. But if you cannot save, then take the giving bit seriously. Okay? By giving, of course, in it, I also include tithing. Hallelujah. Now, if you're supposed to save, where are you going to get the money to save? Okay? Now, it means you know these things. It means look at how you're spending your money. You understand? Start to look and see, you know, wastages. Stop the wastages. If you have a kid and you're going to throw a birthday, don't throw a birthday for the whole village. Glory be to God. You don't have to do that. Okay, but you can do that if you want. But, you know, ask God whether you should do that. Glory be to God. Now, I'm not telling you, again, you see, this thing is so, it is hard to preach this thing, especially if you are a giving preacher. You know, to get people to get a balance. Because now when you tell people to save and now to start to think, to eliminate wastages, you know, it's like you're telling people to live a broke life. You understand? And that's not what I'm saying. God, even now, he wants you to live a prosperous life. Okay, but eliminate wastages. But I'm not the best person to talk about these things. Okay? Maybe as God leads, we should get one of you, especially you people who work in banks and what, talk about these things. Of course, I know the crowd I'm dealing with. I know the crowd I'm dealing with, they even, for most of it, even the sound of the word budget, say, now this is carnality, that's not faith, you know. But you see, those are the things I'm telling you, presumption. Presumption, and then you think it's faith, and then you get messed up. I know the crowd I'm dealing with, and I'm part of you. You understand? I'm part of you. I'm part of you. Glory be, because God is saying save. So how are you going to get the money to save? It has to be from what you have, isn't it? You're not going to steal, so you save. You steal someone's 5 ma, then you save it. You know? That's not it. You're going to save your money. And for some of you, God knows you have the money to save. So how are you going to, start to get it? Eliminate wastages. Jesus wasn't wasting anything. He fed people, then even collected what? The leftovers. Hallelujah. Amen? So with that, it means there's a place. You know, anyway, those things, you go pray about these things, but understand that this is a word in due season. And the word in due season is not taken as the general word for every year. This is a word in due season. God is saying, I'm going to prosper you, but be prepared. You understand? Do your part, I'll do my part. Because your co-workers, co-laborers with God, there's your part, okay? And there's God's part. Your part is stay seated. The game has ended. Watch the highlights, the reviews, stay seated. My part is to protect you while you're there. Then before you get in, presumption. No, you can drive, God protects me, I am blessed, I'm protected, I'm a new creation. You get into the car, you're hammered. A flood gets you in a car, then your car is, then you want a man, where my angels, ministering spirits. And God gave me a promise that and this promise never happens. Because you decided to what? Operate in presumption. Are you listening to me? If you can, But now, but the mere fact that God says it, we preached it here. Honest, I dreamt it. It means some of you, okay, are able to do this, to put some money aside. And Joseph, the money, the food he put aside, it got him money because people got hungry, okay, and they came to him, man, we need food. So they gave him money to buy the food. After that, they ate the food, got hungry again. Okay, they brought him their livestock. He gave them food. Okay, they ate the food, it got finished, got hungry, came back to Joseph. Say, now we need food. And we have land. And even as we are here. And Joseph said, okay, bring the land. He gave them food. And they even became slaves. Cheap labor. You know, Because there was someone who had ready cash, man. That's what happens, Like we said, or like you know. Some people actually prosper during recessions, depressions. When you buy things low, man. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone needs food and they have a house. This house now is not helping me. The kids are dying. You know? Market price is 500 ma, but if you have 100 ma, man, just give me. You understand? Then you're like, 100 M is too much now. Man, when you have dies, man, when you have an upper hand, 100 M is too much. I think I will have a sentence if it was there. Meanwhile, you have 200. We're all like you, man. This thing, 70. The guy say, our name is 70. You don't get a call, Kumi, Kali. Kumi, 80. Nah, boss. Okay. We can go get a mutan. You know, And you give it 75, is it? 75? A house which is supposed to be what? Maybe, no, more. Those things don't happen. You're exaggerating. Well, but it is something like that. You know, and they happen, isn't it? You know, Now, for some of you, you're not able to save 100 more or something like that because you don't have it. However, it could be something else. Okay, where maybe, again, those things of man, you know, a phone, man. Some guys say, man, I'm hungry and this phone is just doing nothing. You know, whatever eye over what, those things. I what? I see. What are those things? Okay, and then the guy say, man, just give me 100,000. I'm telling you, glory be to God. Amen? That's what happened. He accumulated wealth for his master because he had ready cash. Okay? Now, there are some of you who are going to prosper like that. In this thing that is coming. That's why God is telling you to save. But also, with the savings, Joseph, I took care of his family. They were starving in Canaan. So he took care of them. So the saving is not only so that you can, you know, spend on yourself, accumulate, but it is also to help when that time comes and God leads you to help somebody. Are you listening to me? Okay? Amen? These things sound very simple, but understand that this is a word in due season. A now word. Hallelujah. Okay? Where are you going to get money to save? Start to prayerfully, okay? Look where all your money has been going. Eh? Okay? You are a partner with 1,000 things. Who do you think you are? Eh? Who do you think you are? You're not God. Eh? Even God is not partnering with all things. He's not. Hmm? You're trying to out-compete God. You understand? Eh? So consider, you know, eh? Go to God if you need God to give honest a dream to come to you. You know, eh? Eh? Or Gene, or what? Dennis, this guy here, man. Amen? By the way, do you know his name? He's called Dennis Mujimba. Do you know his third name? Eh? He's called Dennis Kajimba Mujimba. Okay? Kajimba Mujimba. I mean, eh? Some of these tribes, really. Glory to God. Yeah. We were roommates in first year, med school, in Northcote. Some guys. We are four in a room. You wonder why we are four, really. And so we are four. And two of us were very, you know, some other guy. Yeah, some guy, Umbogo Abbeka, you know, he was a Muslim. You know, yeah? The guy used to get shocked. He said, Moses, you don't have a girlfriend? He said, someone like you. Eh? But you guys, you should have seen me those days. He says, man, someone like you should be having food. But really, you know, yeah? Now, meanwhile, I'm not saved, eh? It was after I got saved. That's when I realized my skill was so evil. But when you're not saved, eh? It's just a couple of the guys, you know, eh? Okay? Then, one time when, anyway, we used to go benching, eh? With him, eh? I remember one, anyway, we used to go hostels, you know, eh? You know those hostels behind Africa? Eh? Where they used to sell chikomi chikomi, eh? You know, eh? Okay, so then we used to go there, obey, you know. Then I remember one particular incident. We went to Africa to bench. So we went to bench. And it was him who had some people to bench. For me, I was just escorting him. then as we come back at night, eh, he tells me now, those chicks, you don't know how you have blessed them. Because now, you know, they don't get anyone to bench them. And now someone like you. You know, eh? Anyway. But we messed up this guy and some other guy, eh? And they had to leave the room, eh? He went to University Hall and some other guy got his own. We messed them up, eh? Bolonji. Then we stayed too with this guy. Hallelujah. Then a few months later, I got born again, eh? And when I got born again, the guy watched me. I was too serious. Eh? Okay? Then he told these other guys who were saved, these ones who had been saved earlier. He told them, now, I wish if all of you are locally, I wish you would be like this guy. Now he became the what? The example. Glory be to God. These things were written for you. Now, but don't forget, you guys, what we're talking about. Eh? These stories are simply because we said this thing last week. Eh? God wants you to give. God wants you to what? To save. Eh? Okay? And the key thing is, this is a word in due season. You guys, take it seriously. Eh? You know, I know the crowd I'm dealing with. Eh? I know the crowd I'm dealing with. Eh? Don't try to be wiser than God. Hmm? A prudent man foresees evil and hides. The simple pass on and they are punished. Are you listening to me? Okay, I know the crowd I'm dealing with. Bamani, namwe, mumani. You know, you know, you're known as I am known. Eh? You know that scripture? Eh? Yeah? You shall know as you're known. Okay? Start to consider where your money is going. Eh? Okay, which things you're giving in to, which you understand, eh? And then prayerfully go to God, ask him now, Katim Kamawan. You know, eh? You told us, you gave us this word. Now, please help me, eh? Okay? And if you can't hear God, Bulunji, eh? You know, eh? Tell God that man, eh? He tell you, eh? Give Jean a dream, give whoever a dream, eh? Hallelujah. I don't know why you don't admin the dream people. At a certain point, my dreams are gone, eh? But of recent, I've realized they have come back. Glory be to God. Now we are back. And some of the things now, it is national stuff. I've had three, eh? You know, eh? Glory be to God. So, be a wise man, eh? Okay? Don't operate in presumption. Don't be wiser than God. Hallelujah. Okay, but remember, again, God said, or in that dream it was saying, get ready to live a greater life. Life is going to be awesome, eh, in that family for you. That is a key thing. Eh? Amen? I don't want you to get here thinking broke, thinking poverty, thinking how now, eh, you're not going to buy mineral water anymore, whether the heat is what. No. Eh? Okay, don't be stupid. Eh? Hallelujah. Eh? Secrecy, whether it's food for me, no mineral water, no what, you know. Eh? Don't do that. Eh? God hasn't said that. From now onwards, I'm going to stop blessing you. I'm going to stop giving you miracles. Eh? He hasn't said that, has he? But for some reason, he wants you to prosper in famine, and he knows what it takes to prosper in famine. Eh? Do these things. Okay? But in the meantime, he's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. I have that faith, eh, that he's still the provider. Okay? Hallelujah. Don't start to harass yourself, you understand? Eh? Just look at your life, the wasted years, eh? Cut them out. Eh? Things you're involved in which you don't have a clear word that God told you to be involved in them. You know, eh? Yeah, I mean, just tell people, sorry, you know, but man, eh? You understand, eh? Hallelujah. Okay? It is that simple. Amen? It is that what? Simple. If it was some guy in the bank who tell you now what, eh? How much are your clothes? You know what? 10K now, you know, go, you know, eh? Buy the ones of 2K. You know, eh? For me, I've made things simple. Just go, God, what? He sorts you out, eh? Someone was telling me, I was with someone on Friday, that Rick Joyner, because he wants to be a good steward of God's resources, eh? Okay? He says that he buys clothes during, they call it the off-season? Yeah, Rick Joyner. He said, no, that's a broke mentality. Buy anytime you want, you know, eh? You can do that, eh? But there's some other guy who says, no, I can't. But, you know, instead of buying in January, I can buy in August. I have still bought. You understand? Eh? But I have, I've spent less than you. You understand? Eh? Because he wants to be a good steward. Eh? By the way, I hope you guys know. Oh, you don't know. Okay, you should know, but for some of you, it's not important. We send our tithes to Rick Joyner. Eh? Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. Anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, start to use. It is not that you don't have faith. Eh? Hallelujah. That now you have to wait until August to buy something, you know. You have to wait until the funds, because, eh, you know, I, you know, now they are 2.5. Eh? Then you can't buy it when it just come out. You have to wait until December when it has come to 1.8. Eh? But now, by the time 1.8, now the phone is not a big deal anymore. But you don't have to be in the big deal business, eh? That you have the latest, you know. Eh? You don't have to. Eh? Okay? Such things anyway. Simple, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. Personally, there are not so many things I waste my money with. Eh? Because I don't really buy a lot of things. You know, eh? If you go into a shop to buy a shirt, eh? Yeah. Do you know how difficult it is for me? And I've been like that for years. Hey. Queenie, the old, it is so, you know, eh? Okay? Are you getting blessed? Or you're like, Pastor Moses, you're no longer a faith guy? Huh? I'm no longer what? I'm a wisdom guy. Hallelujah. What God has said now, it is what matters. You understand? Eh? And that is wisdom. Need to now say, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Amen? It is that what? It is that simple. You remember in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, where the disciples, you know, told Jesus to look at the temple, how magnificent it was. Look, you know. And Jesus, he told them that the time is coming when, you know, no stone will be left on top of the other. This temple is going to be destroyed. This beautiful thing you're showing me, like I've never seen it. You know, he told, then he gave them the signs. Okay? He talked to them about how Jerusalem will be besieged. You see, he told them that, he told them things, and then he said that when you see these things begin to happen, okay? Then told them when you see this is happening, they have, you know, besieged it and what? Then he says, let that one who is on the housetop know you. Basically, he told them just know now it's high and basically take off. Okay? That was before he went to the cross. Okay? Then around 30 years later, man, what Jesus had told them began to happen. Now, history says, okay, where history says that not a single Christian died. Jerusalem was besieged. It was attacked. The temple was destroyed. They say that 1 million Jews were killed by the Romans. Titus, the great, the general. 1 million Jews were killed. Okay? Others turned into slaves. 1 million. But history says not a single Christian was killed. Why? Because they had been told. Okay? So when they saw these things happening, guys fled. They left the country. You understand? They left the country. They say no Christian. And this is 70 AD, more than 30 years later. Okay? Of course, the initial guys, Jesus had told, maybe died and all, you understand? However, info had been passed on. Okay? So when guys saw these things, man, Christians were out. Glory be to God. You know, a prudent man foresees even height. Okay? The stories I've heard about, like, the twin, 9/11. Okay? The stories I've heard that no single Jew died in that thing. You've heard those stories, that no Jew died in it. Apparently, that guy had info. That they had info, man. So for them, they're like, today I'm not going to work. I've heard that. And if it could be true, because I've also heard that Israel or the Jews warned the U.S. government that you guys, they're going to hammer you. They're going to hammer you. And these guys just, you know. Apparently, I read or I heard also that America knew, but they, I think, didn't know the details. You know, they knew, but they didn't know exactly how it was going to happen. But anyway, they said that they were told. And apparently, they said that no Jew, you know, the Twin Towers are in which state? New York. And I think New York has the most number of Jews. But no, apparently, I read, you search, that no single Jew was caught in that thing. Guys had exited. If your boss there want to give you a day off, say, but I'm sick, I can't drive. Glory be. For me, I'm sick. If you want to sack me, sack me. But, hallelujah. I saw an advert years ago on TV about some guy, it was a work day, okay? And he was in a mall, shopping. Then he gets a phone call. And man, it's his boss, Gets a phone call, it's his boss then. But he has to pick it, So he picked it, but as he ran where mattresses were, then he jumped in the mattresses, and said, man, I'm sick, And I think the phone had the thing where, when you pick it, someone can see where you are. So that's why the guy ran in the mall where mattresses are, I saw it on TV, years ago. Okay? Because the moment you say answer then, the boss, whoever, they can see where you are. So you can't tell the guy I'm sick and they just seeing you hobnobbing in the mall. Okay, so the guy, man, ran, Mifaliso. There's a certain tribe, apparently, which can't say Mifaliso. You have heard of it? You have heard of that tribe? Hey. And apparently that's how some people, harassed them at a certain point. They say, you say this word. Have you heard of those things? You haven't heard of You see, I'm already done. So God is creating some stories. You've never heard of those. You should read history. there's a certain tribe that apparently can't say what? Like in the Bible, there's a tribe which could, Mephibosheth, there's a word which I couldn't say. So that's how they were killed. Say this word. In the Bible, it's there. Yeah? Ishiboleth. Guys, they couldn't say that. So that's how they used to what? Say this word. Yeah? Those things of Tamblang Omuganda. By the way, man, that thing. Tamblang Omuganda. I used to think that it meant that there's a way. You can see Muganda how they walk. Honestly, I used to think it was that. That this way you can see how a Muganda walks, how a Mohima walks. And I was an adult. So you can see that at times adults don't have what? Basic. Then recently is when I heard that, no. Start saying what your great grandfather, your what, those things. Okay. Yeah. So a prudent man does what? I'm telling you, no Christian died in Jerusalem. Guys had fled. And apparently, I also read somewhere, I'm not sure, you can go and check this out, that actually what made their exit, escape easier, is that they really didn't have anything to hold on to. Guys were givers, so they really didn't have anything to hold them back. Nothing to miss, you understand? It helped them. You remember in Acts, how guys used to just, share what? So they really didn't have, and that helped them, man, escape. Glory be to God. I read that Jews, because they are, over the years, they have been persecuted and killed. But they have this, persecuted property taken from them, their own, So they say, apparently they say that there's something which cannot be taken away from you. Okay? And that is education. So apparently Jews invest so much in education. As in, they have stuff in their heads. They are readers. The education is key. Some Ugandans, just getting them to read The Final Quest, man. just a simple book. Financial Prosperity is a very simple book. Simple English, well, you know, just getting them to do that. And then they think they're going to be like, because Jews are the children of Abraham, even me, I'm a child of Abraham, I'm going, But the prosperity at times, you need to have some information of how things work. You understand? You guys, you should read, and don't read nonsense. Don't waste your time on Facebook reading nonsense, sending people videos, stupid videos and pictures. Why? You understand? Those things are good, a video once in a while, but don't make it your trade. You know, you don't make it your trade. Okay? Be a reader. Robert Sladon says that the day you stop reading is the day you stop learning. Hallelujah. Denise, I finished all your books by the way, a long time ago. Okay? Now, I'm reading a book by Dr. James Magara, which he wrote last year and launched last year. Okay? Anyway, a great book. But be readers, guys. Be what? Readers. Read. Okay? Read. Knowledge is important. Knowledge is power. Jews, some of these Ivy League schools in the U.S., man, is full of Jews because they know education. You can take my house, but what I have here, you can't take it from me. And you take it because of the knowledge I have, I will reproduce it again. Glory be to God. Kids can't read the Bible, man. Getting someone to read the Bible, they're just shouting how prosperity is coming. Can't read the Bible. Hallelujah. Reading is important. I got saved. I remember I got saved. You know, a few months later, after I got saved, some people thought I had been saved for many years because I had knowledge. And people would get my, they just didn't know I got any. And they'll say, no, I got saved, 7 months ago. But the thing that I'll say, why? It was because I got into reading. But before getting saved, I wasn't a reader. Reading, man, was my idea. Because the whole thing was just reading to pass exams. So I wasn't reading. I was a novels, You guys read, The Famous Five, Robert Ludlum. Anyway, those things, I read, I think, a Ludlum book only one, but I wasn't a reader, Because, first of all, I hated school. I hated academics. School was tight for me, man. Okay? Though when it came to final exams, I was always an Obati. You know Obatis? Batting, So you go Obati, There's some other guys who are what? Okrakis. Okrakis are guys used to crack a lot. So there was an Okraki. Now some Okrakis were not Obatis. It doesn't follow, Okay, then we had guys, natural. Remember natural? That thing messed up people. Natural messed up people, Amen? Jews, they have the blessing, but they also read. Okay? The spiritual and the natural, combine it. You just go there and say, I am blessed. No, Never fear who hammer you on the head. You won't know how to whatever good business deal, you understand, investment, because you have no knowledge about what you're going to invest into. Hallelujah. Prosperity is not just going to come by shouting and giving only. You should have knowledge. Hallelujah. You should have what? But I'm speaking to you, Read. Do what? Some of that time you're wasting in things, something you shouldn't even be there. Read. Use that time to read. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. But get ready to live a greater life, says the Spirit of the Lord. Apply the wisdom of the Bible. Joseph saved. The Christians gave. And they went through the famine and they lived a greater life. Hallelujah. That is what will happen to you. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, precious Father. We glorify your name. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for your good and precious promises. We thank you, Father, because you're faithful. We thank you for the good plans that you have for us. Plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us the expected end of prosperity. We thank you, Father, for none in this house will see financial depression. We thank you, Father, for everyone in this place will not live just a great life, but they will live a greater life. For that is your word, and your word is sure. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.